so you should punish her. Otherwise she will eat Sita. Then Lakshman took his
sword
and took something from her nose and this, and she became ugly. And she was vomiting blood. Blood was coming from. And she at once became so so piqued in his real form. And she went to his brother Khardushan, who was so strong. They came with the thousands of soldiers, but all were killed. Then she went to Raman and told, I have gone to such a very beautiful lady for you. And I saw in the forest that Sita, the wife of Ram, was so beautiful. And I tried to take her to you for marriage. But they did so. So if you will have to take, you will have to take revenge. Otherwise I will take poison and will die. Then Raman took Marich and came to Dandakaranya, where Ram, Sita, Lakshman were there. In the same time Ram sent Lakshman to anywhere to do any service to serve and told Sita, now I want to play. So I want to keep you under sight. I want to give you in the lap of
God of fire.
And for some time you will be here. And then battle will be
finished.
Everything will be finished. I will take you. So he gave in the hands of Sita to fire.
Deity of fire.
And she took, and Yogmaya made a Sita, Maya Sita.
Illusory Sita.
And Ravan came and he took Sita anyhow to Lanka. You know, Ram was Parabrahma. He was not a foolish person. He was almighty,
omnipotent,
omnipotent,
omniscient,
and omniscient.
Yes.
Omniscient. So he knew everything. But he played a role of Ram like that. So anyhow, Sita was taken away from Ram, and Ram became mad for Sita. Actually, not boy mad, but he was playing that role. How he can make us qualified to go again? For all he was doing this play. Those who will read, those who will hear, those who will chant, remember the pastimes of Ram. So Karun. Karun means?
Pathetic scene.
That anyone can cry and weep for Ram, hearing pastime. So pathetic scenes are there. So he sent Hanuman, and Hanuman went, you know all the facts, and he searched Sita. And he returned and told Ram that Sita, I have seen Sita in Lanka, in Ashok Vatika. I told Sita that you should come with me, I will take you on my back and I will jump over whole sea and you will meet with Ram. But she denied. She told that Ram should come and I will only go with Ram, not with you. So today, Hanuman told all these things to Ram and he made a sankalpa,
determination,
plan, that today is very good day. It is Vijaya Dashami, 10th of moon. And Vijaya means any person will begin any work today, he will surely be successful. So in India it is a very sacred day. We begin any very pious activities on this day and never
failure, unsuccessful.
Like Akshaya Tritiya. You know Akshaya Tritiya?
No.
Very good day for anything. So today Ram took all the monkeys and all the bears with him. Actually they were not monkeys and bears, but all were demigoddesses. Not demigoddesses, but they were the parikar of Ram in Saket, in upper area of Vaikunth. They came in this form. Some came in human form, many of them came in monkey form, and many of them came
bears
and all others. Jatayu came in the form of
bird.
Actually he was very powerful. And you know who was Raman and Kumbhakarna? They were Jai Vijay. They have come only to serve Ram, to quench the thirst of Ram. And what was that thing, thirst? That he wanted to
taste
Birras. Birras means?
Fighting mood.
So Jai Vijay came in this way himself, not by any other's course, it is right?
Yes, reason.
So, this is very pious day. They show that today Ram has killed Ravan, but actually not today. Only he jatra kiya.
He
started for Lankavali. After this, he came to the sea, and there 5 days or 4 days he was there. He prayed to Shiv that you should make me any way to go there, but he was not ready. Then he took his bow and arrow, and he told that I will take all water. Then he gets some suggestion, and that pool was made there. And after that, he came to Lanka and invaded Lanka, and he was killed with all. The philosophical mood is that there is a philosophical mood in this. Raman was Mayavadi, Advaitvadi. Kans was Advaitvadi. All asuras, demons are Mayavadi. They never admit the power of Parabrahma. Nirvishesh, nirakar, shapeless, tasteless, no attribute, no shakti of Brahma is there. Raman was a demon and Advaitvadi. He wanted that Ram's power, that is Sita, should be taken away from Ram. And then Ram will be zero, and I will be the Brahma, and I will test all things. So he kept Sita in his palace, but he wanted to kill Ram. He will take all the shakti, attributes, power, and Ram will be like zero, then I will kill him. In the same way, Kansa. Kansa was a nirvisheshvadi, advaitvadi, mayavadi. He never attacked to Radha, Srimati Radhika. He never touched, never made any problem for Srimati Radhika. He wanted to take all the shaktis from him and he wanted to make Ram as nirvishesh Brahma. So Krishna killed him. Both were demons like same. So those who don't admit the power of Krishna or Bhagavan, Brahma, they are all demons. In ancient times were very rare demons, Raman, Kumbhakaran, like all this. But nowadays in whole world we will see bhakts are rare and demons are full of whole world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He did not kill any demon, but he has changed their moods and he made all. We see only the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that his acharyas like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, they went to eastern and whole world. Le chalo. Rasaraj Prabhu here. Where is Rasaraj Prabhu? You should go and make arrangement in the hall to show they want to see. He has brought that thing. You should go in hall and from where they can see all, you should arrange. So today, in the same day, Vijayadashmi, in Chaitanya Charitamrita we see that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri or anywhere, I don't remember, that very day came and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became Ram, like Ram. He called all the monkeys. Monks were jumping here, there. Who is monkey? Murari Gupta, Srivas and all were monkey. And began to jump here them with the branches of the tree. They broke, they took away all the intent, Jagannath. And the, where is Ravan? Where is Ravan? And were jumping here and there. Nityananda Prabhu also took some like bow. And where is Meghnath? Where is all demons? I will kill them all.
In the mood of Lakshman.
Lakshman in the mood of. So Ram Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has played the mood of Ram. So today is it. That day, very pious day. Today, you know, Madhvacharya from Brahma Narad, Narad from Narad, Vyas Dev, from Vyas Dev, Sukadev Goswami, and Vyas Dev has so many disciples. Among them, prominent was Sukadev Goswami, who brought this Srimad Bhagavat here. And second was also prominent, and his name was
Madhvacharya.
Madhvacharya is after 4,000 years from Vyas Dev. But he went to Badrikashram, you know Badrikashram in Himalayas, and he went there and he did aradhana of Vyasdev, and Vyasdev at once came out and he was appeared before Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya fell flat on the lotus feet of Vyasdev. And he told that, I want your initiation. At once he gave initiation. And he made at once the explanation of Vedanta Sutra. And it is called Anubhashya of Vedanta. And he showed to Vyasdev. He told that first Shankaracharya has made it, Sharirak Bhashya. And now you have done. I think that Shankaracharya's philosophy I don't like. I like yours. So he refused this philosophy of Shankaracharya. And he admitted that you have done very good thing, but more clear should be done. And after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associate came, Balde Vidyabhushan, and he made Govinda Bhashyam of that, and it was so beautiful. It may be that Vyasdeva has seen it and admitted that this is pure, and I admit it in full. So, Madhvacharya is the disciple of Vyasdeva. No? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in Deccan, in South India, and he saw that there was Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbak, all were there. Their disciples were there, they were not. And he discussed with all, and he saw that only in Madhva Sampradaya they worship Krishna, that Manthani Krishna, Bal Gopal. And Ramanuj worships Sri Narayan, and all others are doing. Some were worshipping Nrisimhadev, some were Ram, some were all. Only Madhvacharya was serving and worshipping Lord Krishna. And he told that Jiva and Brahma are separate, not one. All were telling something like that Brahma has become Jiva. But Ramanuj also told like so. But this is Advaita. But Madhvacharya is Dvaita Bhat. Jiva can never be Brahma. He will be always servant of Krishna, and he is only part of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu admitted this sampradaya, and we are called Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava. You are all Madhva, Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. Follow Jai Sisi Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya Ki Madhva Charji Ki Ramachandra Ki Radha Krishna Ki Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu Ki Gaur Pramanam We will begin our Brajmandal Parikrama from 26th November.
October.
On 26th November,
October,
we will all come here and we will take part in our Gurudev Disappearance Day. At that day, we will explain something about our Guru Parampara. What is Guru Parampara? What is Bhagavat Parampara? What is the difference between them? And specialties of Gurudev. Also we will take the specialties of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj also. And we will explain all these things. We are making arrangement that all the devotees who are in Vrindavan and anywhere, and some are to come from Australia, Malaysia and England,
USA.
I think that till 26th all will come. So we are making arrangement very near us from here, and also we will make some tents upside, that as much as possible the devotees can be live here, and they can take part in morning aarti and kirtan and hearing and all these things. And it will not be so much, we cannot give hosts here, then very near there is a dharmashala here, very beautiful, and we can host them there, and from there easily all will come. One thing you should note, that when we will go to Govardhan Nandaga Varshana, and in the forest. We cannot avail the so much luxuries and all these things as we have in our room, in our country, your country. No attached bathroom. Sometimes you will go to
jungle
also, it may be. But you should try to note down this, that you should take very pure water. We will try to manage some mineral water also. But you should take fresh water anywhere, not everywhere water, dirty water. It will make something. And you should try to save from mosquitoes, because malaria can come. And try to avoid all the luxurious things. Very simple eating, very simple living and everything. But we will try to arrange as much as possible, we can try to give you facilities. But in parikrama, everywhere it is not
possible.
So you should be ready. Those who want to go with us, they can give their names to Vajnath Prabhu, Namin Krishna, Urukam Prabhu, Long, Tung Vidya, and all others.
Tung Vidya.
And all others. Or you can also contact somebody. Now, I had been to Western countries, and how it was preaching, you can see there if you like. Or Srimad Bhagavat will be explained there, you can. I cannot speak more. Krishna has made me so. I am able to speak now. I was sick, but anyhow I became recovering. After that I will speak about 1 hour, but not now. So you should go there, and if you want to go to Vrindavan, you can go again day after tomorrow. In the same time we will have class, and from 26th all I'll have to come here, and we will do some kirtans, Nagar Sankirtan, and we will show the places of Krishna where he fought with Kamsa, where he played something, where he took Vishram, and all other things. And then we will go to Madhuban, Talban, Kumudban, Baulaban, and all others. Gaur Premanande Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.